5, 4, 3, 2, 1, level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy, all this sauce so yummy.
I usually stop the song before it gets to that, this song is so yummy, but that song is so yummy. Welcome to Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. You know, when I first started doing this show, I was so, not anxious, but just I wanted to make sure that I had plenty of time to set up and prepare for my broadcast. So usually there's no one in the studio before me because the show before me is, what's it called? Like Ska or something. And the guy is broadcasting from somewhere else. So I would get here like 10 after 12 and, you know, set up and, you know, record some social media stuff and, you know, maybe run through my notes, whatever. But now that I'm an old hat at this, I literally leave my house at 12:30. And although the radio station's probably 5 miles away from my house, sometimes it takes me more than, you know, 10 minutes to get here, 20 minutes to get here. It's so weird. And today I got here and I got my stuff out of my car and I walked to the door and, you know, I have to press in a code to get in, which it's the code I would never forget in a million years. I can't tell you what the code is, but it's ironically something, a number series that's really important to me. So bizarre. And it was just randomly selected for me. But I pressed the code in and the door didn't open. And then I was like, am I wrong? So I pressed it in again. Still error. So I get my phone out and I go through my notes back to the notes section that tells me what the code is. And I was like, I know I was right. The code's correct. So I press the code in and it works. So I don't know if I was being penalized for getting here with only 5 minutes to spare or if my fingers were cold and I couldn't press the buttons correctly. No matter. I'm here now. This is December 18th. So it's my last show of 2025. My first show of 2026 should be January 1st, but I'm not going to be here because I'm going to be in Arizona. So I'm going to miss that show. So they'll replay one of my archive shows. I'll pick one. That's really good. But let's talk about 2025, shall we? I think this past year kind of felt like being awake during surgery. I mean, are you joking? There were so many highs and so many lows and so many deaths and so many tragedies. And it's just, oh gosh. Although I don't want to talk about all the gun deaths in America, I do think it would be irresponsible of me not to do it. So right before I left the house, I posted a picture of a t-shirt. About 5 years ago, I got this shirt. It's a black t-shirt with white letters, and the letters spell the word enough. Within the letters are a bunch of words, and it's the names of all the school shootings, movie theater shootings, mass shootings that took place in America. Now, since I got this shirt, the number of mass shootings has increased a lot. I have a few statistics, as I'm prone to having. In 2015, there were 379 mass shootings in America. In 2021, we had 690. That's the highest year ever. These are mass shootings, which means more than four people were shot. In the current year, as of December 15th, there were 391. However, as of just the other day, no, I had that backwards. As of December 15th, there were 383. As of today, there's 391 because there's been another mass shooting. Now, I remember when the Sandy Hook massacre took place and I wrote a letter to those parents. I was trying to navigate the story to my two school-aged children without freaking them out. And it was a really stressful time. I remember my husband and I talked the day of the shooting, and I was like, you know, what are we going to tell the girls? Are we going to tell the girls? I mean, they're going to hear about it, but we might be able to buy a day. Like, they won't hear about it until tomorrow at school. And somehow they'd already heard about it by the time they got home. So we had to discuss it and talk about how, although this did happen in a school, and it does happen in America, I want you to try to feel safe at school. But it's almost expected that there's going to be a shooting death in America. I constantly hear the argument that we can never get rid of guns in America. There's no way to end the gun culture in America. Well, that is partly true because of the NRA's stranglehold on Congress. The obscene number of NRA lobbyists who spend boatloads of money to make sure that no common sense gun laws are passed. So while the NRA holds everyone's dick in the government, American citizens are just becoming blasé to the almost daily shooting deaths. And I'm not just talking about those cities in America where there are gang shootings, drug-related shootings, and crimes of passion. I'm talking about targeting schools, targeting religious meeting places, targeting the mall, targeting the movie theater. And I haven't even begun to talk about the other ways that Americans are dying because of the proliferation of guns in our country. There was a mass killing at Bondi Beach in Australia. The target was Jewish people. The very next day, Australia instituted a new round of common sense gun legislation. The next day. And I have some statistics about other countries with mass shootings with four or more victims so far this year. Japan has zero. Australia has two. The UK has three. Canada has three. Italy has four. Germany has three. France has nine. And the US has 392. It's almost as if stricter gun laws do save lives. Yeah. I know that'll never happen in America. This psycho, masculine, gun-crazed culture is beyond dangerous and terribly toxic. The current president has made this personality deficit something to be admired, but that just speaks to his blatant disregard for common sense. I don't want anyone's guns taken away. I just want some legislation that supports the idea that you can't just buy a gun with no age restriction, with no background check, with no training. I don't think I'll ever see that in my lifetime, so I too am going to have to get used to watching active shooter stories on the news. Sadly, that is our reality. The tragedy of last weekend where Rob Reiner and his wife were stabbed to death by their son is another example of how deeply divided and destructive our political climate has become. Rob Reiner was a brilliant TV actor, a movie director, a humanitarian, and a noted liberal human being. His opinion of 47 was well known. He wasn't all over the TV blasting the president, but when you saw him on talk shows or you read an article about him, you were very clear on his opinion. Apparently, the Reiner son struggled his entire life with drug issues and the mental problems that come from long-term drug abuse. Rob Reiner and his wife spent countless dollars trying to find the best rehabilitation and care for their beloved son. Some addictions and some personality changes as a result of addiction cannot be corrected or cured. I could not imagine living in fear of your own child. But I do have a glimpse into the mental strain of trying everything to help your child when your child is struggling. I do know what that feels like as a parent. Although I was never tempted to give up on my child, I don't have any judgment about parents who have to do that for their own sanity and potentially the safety of their other children. Although Rob and his wife were not murdered with a gun, there was still an incredible level of violence that ended their lives. The idea of patricide, matricide, is only told in the story of the Menendez brothers. I almost said Melendez, but I know it's Menendez. But now we have another story, another Hollywood story. This is a different level of depravity, and it breaks my heart. There's so many things that are heartbreaking. I could do an entire show on what happens when women are not believed. I could do an entire show on the culture in America that puts men and their word several levels above women and their word. This show, if I were to do it, would be so disturbing because of the countless examples that exist of this type of discrimination. But I'm not going to do that show today. Let me just say, as a survivor of sexual abuse, there is no world where someone would make up a story of being sexually abused, sexually harassed, or sexually assaulted just because. It is a tale as old as time. Powerful men using their power against less powerful women. Whether the power dynamic is because of age or status or just an imagined superiority. The current story about the Epstein files is a prime example of this corrupted power dynamic. Here, here's the deal with the Epstein Island and the things that happened on that island. These things are not disputed. The list of powerful men who participated in the abuse of less powerful women is not completely known. However, regardless of who is on the list, they are criminals, pedophiles, sexual predators. No matter their political party, their societal status, or their current station in life, they deserve to be named. The women who were preyed upon deserve to be believed. Produce the list, show the list, prosecute the offenders, beginning and end. And then I have a little something about that. The fact that people need a dead man's files to believe a thousand living women tells you everything about those voices, about whose voices they value and whose they don't. The fact that people need this man's files to believe a thousand living women and that there were crimes committed by a thousand men and only one woman is in prison because of it tells you everything about whose voices they value and whose they don't. And in case it's not clear to you, they do not value women's voices. That is just a fact. It's not disputable. It's not in question. It's not to be argued over. It is, my dears, a fact. I'm going to do a little radio business just to break, and then we'll go back to all the things that I want to talk about. The first public service announcement is for the community seat. No, I just did this one. I'm going to do the Sonoma County Historical Society. The Sonoma County Historical Society promotes Sonoma County's diverse heritage through education, preservation, and community engagement. Since 1962, what a great year that was, the Society has been collecting, preserving, and retelling Sonoma County stories from the quirky, clever, and downright scandalous personalities who shaped our county to the places and events that bore witness to spectacular milestones in our past. They celebrate our county's heritage while enriching its future. To become a member or find out more about events and programs in the organization, visit SonomaCountyHistory.org. That sounds really interesting if you're from here, like if you've been here a long time. That would be a cool thing to check into. Okay, so that's my PSA. Next, we have my current event. Current event is for Wednesday, December 31st. The organization is Occidental Center for the Arts, A Grateful New Year with Pete Sawyer and the Left Hand Monkey Wrench. Join your friends and neighbors this coming New Year's Eve, that's Wednesday, December 31st, from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. for the best New Year's Eve party you'll find in West County, as Pete Sawyer and the Left Hand Monkey Wrench Gang take us on a joyous ride of Grateful Dead songs. Pete Sawyer's gang of Bay Area stars include Elliot Peck, in parentheses it says Phil Lesh, Scott Guberman, in parentheses Phil Lesh, Burt Lewis, in parentheses, Jerry's middle finger, Sean Nelson, again, Phil Lesh, and Jennifer Freeburn, in parentheses, Joe Marcinek. Open dance floor layout with very limited first-come seating. Rest areas outside the main hall will be accessible throughout the event. And just a reminder, VIP tickets are going fast. For more details about the event, visit OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. So that's a New Year's Eve thing if you're into that and you're going to be around town. I'm not going to be around town. I'm going to be in Arizona, so I shan't be coming to that. Don't look for me. And finally, I have a program announcement. The program is called A Fool in the Forest. Join Minkoff Chitoy, Your Fool in the Forest, bringing the community to the microphone on the fourth Tuesday of each month from 6 to 8 p.m. She will be interviewing musicians, artists, therapists, activists, event promoters, and many local who's who. To share the air with Minkoff, contact her at minkoffchitoy@gmail.com or on Facebook. KOWS Community Radio is where your voice can be heard because we give a moo. Oh my gosh, get that? Calis Community Radio is where your voice can be heard because we give a moo. Tune in at 92.5 FM in Sonoma County or KOWS. Excuse me. FM.com, where we are always streaming worldwide. So that was a cough and a sneeze. You guys are really getting the whole gamut. Is everyone sick out there? Everyone I know is sick. They've been sick. They got re-sick. They're still sick. I hope I'm not sick. It's just sneezes. Or snoffs. Snoffs and sneezes. Okay. Back to the show. In 7 days, it will be Christmas. My house is completely decorated. I left to go to Arizona last Thursday. I came home on Monday. Completely decorated, thanks to my personal assistant, Dorina, who's just a whiz. She's been helping me decorate since 2012, I believe. That's when she started working for me. Both of my girls are going to be home on Saturday, thanks to American Airlines and a G4. My daughter's bringing her two dogs, Bentley and Bandit, and I can't wait to see those furry little loves. I think I spoke about how this is the first time in my marriage where my husband and I do not have any pets. We've been together for 32 years. We've had two labs, a Toodle, which is a terrier and a poodle mix, and a cat. Dalton and Dexter were the labs, Lola was our Toodle, and Thomas was our cat. All of our pets have Christmas stockings. This year, just like last year, Bentley and Bandit have stockings. I do love Christmas. I'll be going to church on Christmas Eve with my sister. I'm going to take a drink of water. Why? It's the talking. It's too much talking. I'm going to go to church on Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock at Spring Hills Community Church with my sister. One of my daughters said she wants to go, and my dear friend. Then I'm going to host a small family dinner followed by a larger group for dessert. And I have a few games planned, as well as a very exciting book swap. Details on that later. Not later today, after the new year, when I come back. I'll talk about my book swap. I think I spoke on the last show about how my family's not really doing gifts this year. Because we're all very fortunate and we don't need to be giving gifts to each other like I've done every year. Usually I have 40 or 50 gifts under my tree, but this year we're just doing donations, angel tree offerings, and Secret Santas. I'm dropping off the four Secret Santas that my family did. I already dropped off my angel tree offerings, but we sponsored four older people, senior citizens, who have needs and wants. I was reading the four people and their wishes to my daughter, and she started to cry. She said, "Mom, it's so sad that these people have such modest desires like a pair of socks, a warm hat, a Safeway gift card." It just broke her little heart. And that's really what it's all about. When you have more, you're required to give more. That's the equation. You have more, you're required to give more. It's not the other way around. Who wants to tell that to our current president? Oh, pick me, pick me. I'm actually a little disgusted with myself right now that I've spoken so much about that monster in the White House. I don't even like to speak of him, which is why he doesn't have a name, and I refer to him as 47. I saw something on the internet yesterday where, after his verbal diatribe on TV last night, and he spoke about this warrior check that he's sending out to all the active duty military, although he has no approval to do it. Whatever, fantasy land. The check amount is... oh, I'm going to get mad. So, I'm going to play a song.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. I keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. Struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going.
I think I got my act together. I drank some water, took a cough drop, punched myself in the face. Anyways, back to these warrior checks. There's no approval to do it, but he said the checks are in the mail, which is just nonsense. Anyways, the check amount is $1,776. And someone wrote in the comments, why didn't he make it $86.47? And I'll just let y'all figure out what that means for yourselves. But I laughed because I used to have a t-shirt that said $86.45. And my husband would get so anxious when I wore it in public. But I was like, come at me, bro. Let's have a conversation. But anyways, I just saw another thing. You know, the internet is just a bounty of both crap and content. And I saw this little thingamajigama. So it was about the president's primetime speech last night. So to interrupt programming for a presidential speech, it's usually, you know, something weighty, heavy. But this person wrote, the speech was a jumble of his usual false or even impossible claims, like a promise to reduce prescription drug costs by an impossible 400%, smashed together in no particular order. The speech began with a discussion of the cost of living, a subject he would drop and then return to as if just remembering that it was the number one reason his polls were low. Even the delivery was weird. Seemingly, under network time constraints, the president read off the teleprompter angrily and quickly, speaking with the motor mouth intensity of a 20-something banker who just discovered cocaine and now has a really great idea for a new restaurant. I'm sorry. That is so legit. But anyways, blah, 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 blah. I am moving on. I want to talk about this thing. You know that thing that people do where they say, I don't believe in that, like, I don't believe in vaccines, or I don't believe in the dentist, or... Here's the thing. This grinds my gears. These are not things you believe in. You can say, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in... What else can you say? I don't believe in what makes sense. You can't say, I don't believe in science, or I don't believe in proven facts about dental care and how it affects your entire health. These are not things you believe in. I hear that a lot. Oh, well, that's just what they believe. No, those are not beliefs. Those are opinions. Opinions are not beliefs. Opinions are also not facts. Some opinions are just old tropes, tired, oft-repeated tropes. And it really just grinds my gears when the defense of something clearly opinionated is, well, that's just what I believe. I don't know why it gets me so fired up, but it does. Anyway, the word anyway, singular, not plural, unless you're from the Midwest, and then it's anyways, and I am from the Midwest. And what's weird is that when I write anyways, it doesn't get corrected like it's wrong. I don't know. My friend Sandy, she's very heavy on my mind now that I do this when I do the show, because she pointed out to me that I say anyways, and I didn't even realize that I did it. And now I want to correct it, and I friggin' can't. I mean, how complicated is that? I feel another sneeze coming on, so guess what? We're going to play some music. I'm so excited. I'm going to play a Christmas song. Tis the season. And we're going to listen to it all the way through. And the song is O Come All Ye Faithful by Carrie Underwood.
Joyful and triumphant, oh come.
She has one of the best voices. I don't care what anyone says. Hey, by the way, I did not watch the speech last night. I did not even know it was on TV. But I read the transcript this morning, and I felt like I was reading a stream of consciousness from an 11-year-old who was trying to convince his older brother that he was as good of an athlete as he was. It was ludicrous, and it was filled with lies. It was like a Russian propaganda piece. And how many Americans watched it and believed it? My trainer said it reminded him of a kid saying, I did this, and I did that, and did you know I did this? And just braggadocious and childish. And I said, just like him. Because, you know, just like him. Okay, so we do the underwriter thingamajigs, and I have them. So listen to this. I got a new phone, which everyone knows. I talked about it at length. And I lost all of my, like, open tabs when I transferred from my other phone. And I couldn't find my Google Drives. I only had the ones that I had previously saved. So when I came to the radio station the last two times when I had my phone, new phone, I had to go and just play underwriter announcements, acknowledgements that I already had on my phone. But now I found them. They just popped up the other day. It's like, these are your open tabs. And I was like, where have you been hiding, my love? One, two, three, four, five, six. So I have six and seven today. One, two, three, four, five, six. So here's six. Okay, I'll play that first.
Cows is underwritten in part by the Occidental Community Council. The council strives to meet the unmet needs of the Occidental area, and the public is invited to its meeting every third Saturday of the month at 10:30 a.m. at the Occidental Community Center in downtown Occidental.
Cows thanks Molesbury's Market for their underwriting support. Established in 1959, they are a family-owned grocer located on Old Redwood Highway in the Larkfield Center. Their website is molesburymarket.com. Molesbury's Market tunes into the roots of
Cows Radio thanks Community Market of Sebastopol for their ongoing support. Community Market is a worker-run natural food store providing our community with organic food products since 1975. Located at the Barlow, 6762 Sebastopol Avenue in Sebastopol, you can reach them by phone at 707-407-4020.
Cows thanks North Coast Solar for their ongoing support. They have been supplying residential and commercial businesses with solar power since 1984. Their website, ncsr.com, contains information about how to improve energy reliability. They can be reached at 707-575-3999. North Coast Solar is proud to sponsor Uncle Charlie's Jukebox here on Cows every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Cows Radio.
Okay, so my tabs are back, so I got to play those. So I was on a girls' trip a few weeks ago. There are six of us girls, and we try to take a trip once a year. We all grew up together in Ohio. Some I've known since as long ago as second grade. Some of the other girls have been friends since kindergarten. So we have a long history together. One of our conversations was about the current state of our world. And it wasn't really political. It was just like how we treat each other. And my one friend said, I just wonder what God thinks of us. Like, is he looking down here going, oh, what are you doing? What is wrong with you people? Why is there so much hatred and vitriol in both behavior and words? Conversely, what is the devil thinking? Is he doing a happy dance, rubbing his hands together and licking his chops because he's got the upper hand right now? I mean, what must God think of us? It's a heavy question. And there's just no way that he's happy with what he's seeing. There's so much hatred. There's so much discourse. There's so much just terrible behavior and words constantly surrounding us. That when you're someplace and someone's nice or they are really, you know, genuine when you talk to them, you're like surprised. You can't stop talking about, oh my God, the people here are so nice. This is crazy. Someone actually just helped me. Or when you help someone and they just go overboard with their thanks. The reason that happens is because it's become a rarity. So what kind of God-fearing Christians are we? And what about these alt-right Christians? These ultra-conservative Christians who are professing their profound beliefs while committing heinous crimes and talking down to people. Like, how do they sleep at night? On a pillow of hypocrisy? There's just no way they're resting comfortably with this falsified belief system that they're spouting while they turn around and are infidels and thieves and blasphemers. It's like, read the Bible that you profess to know so well, because a few pages in, you're going to get the message that what you're doing is 100% against Christianity. Anyways, that was my thing that I wanted to say, because I just thought it was so interesting. I mean, there, like I said, there's six of us girls, and we all come from different, we don't all come from different political backgrounds. Well, I mean, we do, but we all grew up in a small town in Ohio, and, you know, everyone grew up and started their families and had careers, and some moved away. And the way that we come back together, and we are so polar opposites in so many ways, but the core belief system that started our friendships is still there. And I've talked about this before. You know, you can disagree with someone politically or ideologically, but you can also still love them. Those two things can exist. And I know it's hard, and that a lot of families are divided over politics. I mean, I've heard story after story, and it makes me so sad. And I just think neither extreme is acceptable. Like, if your beliefs are so contrary to someone else in your family and you can't stop talking about it, that's not a belief system. That's a defect in your personality. If you know that you have a different political belief and you don't want to start an argument, I don't talk about politics. I mean, I'm the queen of this. And I've spoken about it before. My husband advances me wherever I go, oh gosh, please don't talk politics to my wife. It's not going to end up well for you. I don't care what your beliefs are. If they're opposite of hers, it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight, which I have a lot more class than that. But just the fact that he thinks that and he wants to protect people from my well-researched, often correct viewpoint. Excuse me, joking. Okay, anyways, let's try to switch gears a little bit here. This is the time of the year when we get to spend time with our friends and family, by choice or by force. The times and the people that you choose to surround yourself with, please enjoy them fully. There are plenty of people who are alone this holiday season who don't have the option of being with family and friends for whatever reason. So if you are fortunate enough to have people in your life, people who love you, people who you love, I encourage you to embrace the privilege. We are all in the same family. It's the family of human beings. Furthermore, we are Americans. And finally, we are Californians, or Ohioans, or Michiganders, or Texans. Wherever you're from, whoever your tribe is, keep in mind the reason for this season. It's been my joy and privilege to be on the air for over a year here at KOWS LP 92.5 FM, streaming from Occidental, California, and locally in Sonoma County, and on the web at kowsfm.com. I enjoy coming on here. I enjoy talking about my wellness journey. I enjoy talking about different ways to level up your life, whether that's expanding your horizons with new fitness things, new wellness things, a new vitamin that I tried, a new meditation that I've done, whatever it is, or even just, you know, listening to me talk about my family and myself and my kids and my husband. But I love doing this show, and it gives me an opportunity to voice things that it's hard to type about on social media. So I thank you for this privilege. It really is wonderful, and I can't wait to start another year of leveling up. I have a friend who's on TikTok, and she just celebrated her 2 years sober, and which is amazing. I mean, that's great. Bravo. It's not easy. Whether you're an alcoholic or not, just to give up something for 2 years is difficult. And she was getting these comments. People are just, they just, because they're anonymous, you know, there's no, it's not like you called the person on the phone or met them on the street. So they say the meanest things like, what about all the people you hurt when you were drinking? What about all the bad things you did when you were drinking? It's like, what about those? What are you, leading a 12-step program? You trying to make her do the seventh step, which is accountability? I don't know if that's the seventh step. I just made that up, but whatever the step is where you make amends to people, it's like, get off her dish. Congratulations. 2 years sober is a big deal. And she was like, how rude. And I was like, that's a very calm response to what I think was level one asshattery. Anyways, I've been a little more than 2 years sober, and it's the best thing I ever did. It's so interesting because people always say, it's not like she was an alcoholic, you know, she just quit drinking. Well, here's the deal, okay? So my balance is terribly compromised. I had a stroke, and I also have a broken neck that's fused together with metal rods and screws. So I don't have a lot of head movement, which is a big part of balance. And I kind of have a draggy foot from my stroke. So stumbling, tripping, falling, tipping over from side to side, those things are going to happen. You add alcohol to that equation, and you're pretty much going to fall down. And I just got to the point where I was like, oh, what am I doing? Like, is that dirty martini more important than the potential head injury you're about to have from stumbling out of the cocktail lounge? And my answer was no, so I stopped drinking. And I don't need anyone to qualify that for me. Whatever your reason is for stopping drinking or stopping using drugs or stopping gambling or stopping overeating, that's your personal agenda. I say bravo. Giving up stuff is hard. And I think you should be proud of yourself if you do it. And anybody who has something to say about it, come at me, bro. Okay, how about another Christmas song? Yes, everyone says yes to that. I'm going to play, I almost said sing, which I will be singing this soon. I'm going to play A Little Town of Bethlehem by Annie Lennox, because I don't know if I played it all the way through the last time. I probably did. Maybe I'll do Hark the Herald Angels Sing by Amy Grant. It's going to be one of those. It's going to be a surprise.
Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The
angels sing.
That was just a teaser of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because I forgot that I brought my book, Be Here Now, Finding Peace and Joy in the Present Moment. I gave a copy of this book to each of my friends on our girls' trip. So I'm on page 69. The title of today's reading is called Humanity. Love, in the humblest of gestures, is the most moving love there is. No fancy gift could touch the heart like a sincere love letter. No elaborate, costly bouquet could possess quite the same charm as a hand-picked posy. A holding hand, a cup of tea, a gentle word. These are the things that matter most, nourishing things that speak to our hearts. It is fascinating that the poorest people on earth tend to be the most unthinkingly generous. In places in which families can hardly afford food, strangers can be welcomed, treated as honored guests, and served tea. In such tenderness, such sincere pride and richness of spirit, we are touched by humanity. In sensing our shared humanity, we find ourselves home at last. So I love that reading. I've done it before, but it kind of dovetails into a little something. So I'm reading a book right now, actually holding the book in my hands and reading it, not listening to it. The book is called The Correspondence. The Correspondent. It was Amazon Book of the Year on the list. And I can't remember the author's name. So let me see, because I sent it to my mother-in-law. So I must have written it down. Okay, but I was reading it on the plane, and I said, oh, you know what? It might be in my air text. Let me look at that. I bet it is. Yes. Okay, I'm reading a book. It's called The Correspondent. Virginia Evans is the author. So this book is just letters. It's an entire book of letters that this woman writes to everyone, and they write back to her. And I love letters. So I was in my class for writing my book, and I was telling the instructor that one of my ideas was, because I write a letter to my daughters every year on their birthday. Well, I did it for the first 18 years of their lives. And then I was saving them, and I was putting them in a notebook to give to them. And I was actually working on Grace's book when our house burned down. So the letters are lost, obviously the handwritten ones. Now, some of them are copied into like my blog, so I have a few that I grab on. But I was telling my instructor that I wanted to include some of the handwritten letters like within my book, like have an envelope in the book on a page and you'd pull it out, read the letter, put the letter back and move on with the book. Because there was a book that I read a long time ago called Sabine and something. Anyways, it was had that in the book, like these little letters that you would read. And my instructor said to me, I don't think that there's an appetite for a book that includes a lot of letters. Like it could come off as, I don't know what word she used, kitschy or something. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was only thinking of putting a few in. I wasn't going to put 36 letters, 18 to each kid, but whatever, because each child has a chapter in my book. And then I see this book, which is the Amazon Book of the Year, and it's only letters. There is nothing else in there except every page is a letter. So I think we do have an appetite for that. Consider yourself wrong, the Gotham School of Writing, on that one topic. Okay. Anyways, if you want to read the book, it's so good. I just am enjoying it so much. And the letters are great. And I used to love to write letters. I wrote letters all the time to my grandma, and she kept them all. And after she died, my aunt gave them to me, and those burned in the fire too. So whatever. We don't need to talk about that. But listen, Hanukkah started at sundown on Sunday. So Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. I remember that from 9 years of having a Jewish boyfriend, as you light the candle. And then Merry Christmas to everyone and Happy New Year. Let's make 2026 our bitch, okay? Let's take her, throw her around a little bit, kiss her on the mouth, and tell her we love her. Oh, geez, what have I said? Okay, we're going to close the show with an oldie but a goodie. I'm kidding. It's not an oldie. Well, I mean, it is oldie. It's a Christmas song from years gone by. I'm going to play that Amy Grant song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. This is a good one. And I'm going to sing here in the studio. So if you're walking by and you hear weird tone deaf singing coming from the studio door, it's just me. Don't worry yourself about it.
Herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hailed incarnate deity. Please ascend with them to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Please ascend with them to dwell, Jesus our
recognize that last verse that she sang. It sounded like a foreign language to me. I wanted to just mention this really cute thing. So I have my friend Trish, who I walk with every Wednesday, and she gave me my Christmas present.